The earth has not changed since the time long ago when our people started to remember. That was when we lived in darkness, and when there were only men and no women. Everything was in darkness then. The lands and the animals and the people could not be seen. Both people and animals lived on earth, but there was no difference between them. People could become animals, and animals could become people, and they all spoke the same language. They lived in the same kinds of homes and hunted the same way. That was the time when magic words were made. Suddenly, a word would become powerful and could make things happen, and no one could explain why. It was always dark, until once a hare and a fox had a talk. "Darkness, darkness," said the fox. He wanted to steal from caches in the darkness. "Day, day," said the hare. He wanted the light of day so he could find a place to feed. And suddenly, day came, for the hare's words were more powerful than the fox's. Day came and was replaced by night, and when night had gone, day came again. Light and dark took turns with one another. In those early times, there were only men and no women. There is an old story that tells how women came from men. One time, the world collapsed and was destroyed, and great showers of rain flooded the land. All the animals died, and the world was empty. Then two men grew up out of the earth. They married because there was no one else, and one man sang a powerful song to turn himself into a woman. After a while, they had a child, and they were the first family. But sometimes, in those early ages, women could not have children, so the earth had to help. Women went out searching for children who had grown up out of the earth. A long search was needed to find boys, but there was no need to go far to find girls. So those who were lazy had only girls, and others who were not afraid of walking far had sons. This is the way the earth gave children to the first people. And in that way, the people became many. We Eskimos do not concern ourselves with solving these mysteries. We repeat the old stories the way they were told to us, in the words we remember.